Russia was done.
Shus Moro Rabbi Sai. Hagetracht, it's when the weeks of Shevovim, and everybody thinks Shevovim, we have to learn Yerder Chelik Beis. Now, rather, we have to learn Yerder Chelik Beis, it's also true. But in the meaning of Shevovim is the whole meaning of Kedusha and Snias, and do halach and shulchan aruch. There are simonim that many people don't even know exist. Yeah, there is the main simon I want to talk about, the simon Chof Aleph in Evnu Ezer. Simon Chof Aleph in Evnu Ezer states the heading of the simon is Lisrachik min Aroyos. That's to keep away from Aroyos, that's the heading. And the first line, just want the first, not the first half a line of the Mechaber. I want to go to Sivvov Bem. So the first half a line of the Mechaber is Tzorich Odom Lisrachik Mehanoshim Ma'oid Ma'oid. Yeah, there's three places in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber uses the Loshon Ma'oid Ma'oid. In Hilchos Ribis, remember Hilchos Ribis, going to have to remind the other place, and here, as Ma'oid Ma'oid, as one has to distance oneself from Noshim, and Noshim from Anoshim as well. Although in this whole simon it's written about the behavior of men to women, but the same in communications and that kind of thing, this applies in both directions. So Tzorich Odom Nisrachik Mehanoshim, Ma'oid Ma'oid. So I want to just talk about Roshtet and Sivvov, because that is Mamash, it's Masim B'chol Yoyim. Yeah, one meets women meet men. And there's a Shala, what's the big Shala? What do you say? How do you greet? How does a man greet a woman? And how does a woman greet a man? It should be a halacha. If you just, let's just look at the Mechaber. Just the Mechaber, yeah, it's not Sifri Musa, this is Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, just Mechaber on Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch zukta zoi. Ein shoelim bishloim isho klau. Ein shoelim bishloim isho klau. What does it mean, ein shoelim bishloim isho klau? So if we just carry on the Mechaber, because Ein Shoelim B'Shloim Isho can have two meanings, kind of one of two meanings. Either it means Ein Shoelim B'Shloim Isho means you can't ask someone how a woman is, but it could also mean you can't send regards to a woman. And both Pshotim are correct. What is interesting is, as in the Mefarshim, in the Gemara, we find once Shmuel says, "Ein shoelim b'shloim isho," without the word klal. And in some, and the other places, we find Shmuel omar Shmuel, "Ein shoelim b'shloim isho klal." There's obviously a difference. So, without going to the whole sugya Gemara, the whole sugya Gemara, Bov Matzian, Hasechas Apelim, the chiluk is like this. To send regards to an isho, to a woman, if she's married or not, to send regards is ein shoelim b'shloim isho klal. At all. It's never mutter, unless zuktum chava afilu al yedei shliach. Even though you don't speak directly to the woman, you send her regards. V'afilu al yedei bala, even via her husband. Osu l'shliach al yedei shlemim. You cannot send a woman regards. Yeah. So yeah. Have a nice day. Are you going home? Give your wife best regards. It's chayis a gomor. unless you're talking to. There's no unless. The only unless is, which the Rosh Hashanah says is a son to a mother, a father to a daughter, and a brother to a sister. That's it. Cousins, sister-in-law, which can heter. There's never a heter. Rosh Hashanah, never a heter to send regards to a woman. Full stop. But then he says, "Avamuta lishoil." To ask someone, how is your wife? That's mutter. But to ask a woman herself, how are you? Does Aisa? Does Hakumen say Aisa? You can't say to a woman, how are you? And in the same reverse, a woman is not allowed to ask a man, how are you? And it's not just the Issa Shira Shonu because it causes. A closeness, a krevo, like the Rishonim say, but it's more than that. You see, the Gemara in Kedushin, you can cite the Israel in Allah Zachman, the Gemara in Kedushin, that for a woman to say to a man, how are you, or to reply, if the man says to her, how are you, she says, and how are you, that comes under the heading of Koil Beisho Ervo. I mean, what? Koil beisho erva over anything. Which can ask you now. If you ask bishleima, if you talk to her and ask bishleima, how are you? That is koil beisho erva. That means normally koil beisho erva is if she's singing, she sings. She speaks stamazoi, even though some people speak with a nigun, depending which country you come from. That's not koil beisho erva. Over to ask bishleima, ask her how she is. So the Rashba, that's a Rashba in Bruchas of Chavdalet, you can look it up. The Rashba says, that is where speaking to a woman is a Issa V'Kol V'She Ervo. Why? Because asking her how she is, that causes a closeness, that causes a Pesach Sheiches. That is dangerous. That is Kol V'Isha Ervo. So a person asks a woman, and asks a woman how she is, that's an Issa of Ein Shoyin Mishloim Mishoklal. If she then answers, that's not only the issa of being shel b'shleimai, that she's shel b'shleimai, or asking him how he is, or even saying how she is, but there's an issa of koil b'shleimai as well. It's two issurim. So just have to listen. That's a basic hanhoga. Even relatives, even close relatives, even a cousin. The Hafloah has got a very little sefer, very thin sefer, called Nesivus HaSheves on Evan Ezer, on the first few simonim on Evan Ezer. Ezuk Tazoi, he says that, but in Megillah Sester, Ma'otish Ba'ot Ma'ot Megillah, it's like a Iber year this year, this is close. Zukta in Shtei Tazoi, as Esther, Ke'en La'ov Eim, she didn't have parents, she didn't have a father or mother, Ulukocham a Mordechai loy levas. Mordechai took her levas. So she means levas. Zuk the Gemara. Levas lebayis. Rashi means lebayis. He married her. Freik da floor. Where did Rashi get this from? Where does Chazal get from? Chazal said lebayis. Why? Lebas he took her as a doctor's daughter. Why did you say lebayis? Zuk terazoi. It says because it says later on the v'chol yom v'yoyim Mordechai mishalich lifnei chatzar beis hanoshim l'das es shleim Esther. She was his cousin. She was his cousin. And he went to ask zok tafloa, what's the heter? It's also lishel v'shleim isho. How can he go there asking? And he was asking not directly because he was outside the chatzar beis hanoshim. He didn't go into the Beis HaLoshim, not even the Chatzar Beis HaLoshim. And still also to ask somebody else how his cousin is. The only answer that could be is that she was his wife. That's why it was Mutter. That was the Hechach Tadashim, Levas, Lebais. As always up to the floor. Apparently they come out. That's a big problem. The Shaila is whether you're allowed to ask how she is via someone who's not a husband. From the Gemara's mashma, only a husband. Yep, that's the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks there about the Maluchim when they came in that Pizayin and Medaluch in Bob Messiah when Maluchim came to Avraham Avinu. So states that why is there Nukudas on the word Eilav, on the Aleph Yud Vav of Eilav? Limdo Torah de Echeretz Yishal Odom Bachsani Shaloi. A person should ask his host, how is his wife? So, Frig the Gemara, I, Shmuel said, Ein Shoyne Bishloim Isho Klal. So, the Gemara, Adi De Baal Hashani. Via husband is different. So, it's clear in the Gemara, only via husband is Musa, of somebody else not. Now, they paskin the Bishmuel and the Chalkas Mochoykek, as long as they through somebody else, you can't ask somebody else, a stranger, how is Mrs. So and so? The Bach zukt nicht so. The Bach zukt only, it's only also directly to her. Ob al de ach is Musa. If you look at Rashi here, and we see a big limit here from Rashi. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Lim do ter de cheretz, that we should ask one's host, Bachsania eishes us spisa, the wife of your host, ask your host how she is. Al debano. So Rashi, loishi shal lal shulim. A father to ask her direct doesn't mean you go up to the wife and says, Mrs. Ploinis, how are you? Das eisa. Das tun sich nicht. Loishi shal lal shulim. Al debano yishal. He should ask her husband, l'shloima. That's what Rashi should say, really. But Rashi adds two words. Rashi says, El Bal Yishal Ma Shloim Hagiveres. So it's not a lush. Why does Rashi have to add that? That's not Pshat in the Gemara. You don't need it for Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi just said, El Bal Yishal Ma Shloim Ma Shloima or Ma Shloim Ishtoi. What's Pshat Ma Shloim Hagiveres? How is the lady of the house? That's how you inquire about the Balabos's wife. You don't say, how's your wife? You don't say, how's Ruchel? You ask, how is the lady of the house? Hazuk Rashi. Because with Emes, we see in the Bach here, the Mashal, the Bach, in Shulchan Aruch, they bring it, that we just learned that to ask the husband how his wife is, Dosim Mutter. Ask the husband how his wife is, Dosim Mutter. Mashal, and Brazil, when you write a letter, you write to a friend. You write a letter. So you write, and, how are you? How is your wife? Just make Brazil. Because you're writing to the wife's husband. You write to her. To her husband, not to her. That's Mutter, Lishoel, Bishlem, Lishoel, Ali Devala. That's Mutter, Ali Devala's Mutter. When you finish off the letter, what you normally write? Yeah, best wishes and kind regards, and best regards to your son, your whatever it is, and people write unto your wife. Don't say Issa. As we just learned. Don't say Issa Mechava. To ask her how she is Mutter. To send her regards is also for the Bechsav, even a letter. Doesn't the Alapas also Zok the Mashal and the Bach, all that when you say, Am is Machmir, Taki Zok Losh Machmir, but that's Mucha Kengashi. With Machmir not to use her name. You don't write her name. You don't write her name. From there, Rashi's Eitmundus. That's what Rashi is telling us. He says, you don't write a name, and not that you don't write a name, you don't even say your wife. You say, Hagiveres. Hagiveres, the lady of the house. Be'emes HaGomor. The Gomorrah says in two places, in Shabbos and in Gittin, that Rabbi Yosef said, Me'olam, I never called my wife my wife, and Obesi. As the Maril, in Hanogos Maril, said he never in public referred to his wife as wife. He said, Besi. It's a basic. So we see from here the wichtigkeit of not calling another woman, which is married or not, by her first name. That creates a kiruv, and that's not right. Can you zoom to Isser, Mamash Lalocha, Dushtay Klos, Shita Silsul, Lachumra? But we see from Rashi, we see from the Poskim here, that one doesn't write it, even Bichsav, even you're writing in a letter, Meshach Nicht. Rav Rabban David Duna, my cousin, he used to go and visit my uncle in Yerushalayim. And Rosh Hazedek Magul is going from the Gizim calling from Yerushalayim. So, he speak. he never addressed his wife by name. You say Hannah. So Avraham Avinu thought that's her name, Hannah. Until after 5-6 months, he heard her calling him Hannah. Then he realized it's not a name, just a Hannah. Listen here. To call a woman by her name, there are times where there's a chiv to ask. It's a heter to ask a husband. His wife is a heter. But if she's not been well, Avada, you can ask, how is your wife? If she's recovering, if not recovering, is she better, whatever. Just come and according to Bach, and according to Kul Alma, here you can ask a stranger as well, how is Mrs. Sensor? I heard she's not well, she had this operation, whatever. You can ask. She'll be mutter to ask herself. If you call her up on the phone, are you allowed to ask her, and how are you getting over the operation? How are you getting over this and this? So make friends. These are things. So we see from here also, Nachamu, that to send regards to a woman is alamul also. To ask how she is muta al yedib ba'ala, and not al yedib ba'ala is a machlokes. The chalkes of choykek, and the bishmu halten as is also, and the bach, the mamshik, they hold as is muta. And in them is a machlokes. So it's very negaya, the mushul, it's very negaya, a chosavakala, yeah, beschreibt a brief, they write to each other. Some even talk to each other, meet, yeah, weiß ich jetzt. Chazun aradak, in Pashat Chayisora, he says, stay dort, and when Rivka Yemina came on the camel, she saw Yitzhak, she slipped off the camel and covered herself up. So Kterdak, here the Torah tells us at Tznius that the Kala, once she's engaged, shouldn't meet the Chosn till the Chasna. Radak, Arishin. Rabbi Yidl Reich, he lent me once a Sefer. Oh, Sefer bring things from old. He bought there from 700 years ago, from a town in Italy, a place in Italy, where there was an Issa for Chosn Kala to meet between the engagement and the Chasna. And there's a takona that if they live in the same town and they have to meet each other on the street, cross each other on the street, they have to turn their heads away from each other. And if they didn't, they got a fine. Just to give you an idea how things were once upon a time. But when you talk to each other, when you write, this is a problem. That's what I remember, that if it's normal for the chosn kala to write to each other and the chosn refuses to write to his kala, she can break off the shidduch. Other state in Neid Behuda. Because he's not behaving the way he should. Oh, but how do you write a letter? What do you write? You can't say address of her name, and you can't ask her, how are you? B'chsav. So you're going to find a nice way of writing it without saying it. Okay. Yeah? So, whatever it is, yeah? But the same thing is in business, in the office. Say, good morning, how are you? Good morning is all right. A normal Shalom Aleichem is all right. But Shalom Aleichem! Ah, that's already a kid of the Sandra Zach. Wenn's auf der Degen. Yeah, when you have to be very careful. Yeah. You can't say, how are you? The mushul, there's another thing as well. The mushul, you've got an employee, and you want to give her a compliment, but she's done a good job. Ah, you've done such a good job. Just tell me, you're being direct. You're being personal. You can say, that's a very good job. Or to say, you've done a very good job, you're being personal. The state is impossible. The other sachen, these old things, one has to be very, very nizer. Be very careful. Ma'id ma'id. The Mechava says, Ma'id ma'id, tzorich lishachik m'naroyes. We must be very careful. So, how you say things? Giving a present. What about giving a present? Oh, you have to give a present to a woman. You work in the office, she became a kala, you want to give a present. Are you allowed to give her? What's the shaila? Halachusha, es kommt doch Purim bald, ja? So Halachusha ist in Purim, about not giving whether one is allowed to give Shlachmonos on sich nicht treffen, Rachmonos on the Oval, or you're allowed to give Shlachmonos on the Oval. So Shulchan Aruch said, you can't give Shlachmonos on the Oval. What's the issue of giving Shlachmonos on the Oval? Because giving Shlachmonos is like She'ilas Sholem. It's like giving Sholem. And like one is not allowed to give Sholem to an Oval, Rachmonos on, you can't give a presence. You can't give Shlachmonos. You can't give Shlachmonos. Yeah, so from there you see that giving a present is like giving Sholem. So to give a woman a present, is like giving Sholem. So she can hurt her. So you work around, right, around it. The office gives her something like, oh, but you personally can't send her a gift with a card with your name on. You've got to be from the office or from the staff, whatever it is. Oh, but not from you. Be careful. Agav, by not giving Shachmonos to an oval, after Shleishim, we built in our place now, where Mekil, in Shila Sholem, to an oval, Toikit Beis Chodesh on Shabbos, Al-Kaponim, on Shabbos. So during the, not on Shabbos, there's no Heter. But on Shabbos, there's no Heter, and the Minig is Lehokel, Tushitim Shabura. And as they bring the Mechaber, brings two Shittas in that. So we built this is Mutah, so we built Shila Sholem, on Shabbos is Mutah, Purim is didn't like Shabbos. And although the Mechava says, the Ramos says first, that Ein Smeichim, that the Oval must have any Simchan on Purim, of a height that will make it on the Avedis on Purim, one must, on Purim, which is like Shabbos, one mustn't involve oneself in Simcha Purim, like everything, can't dance with everybody and people are coming. Of a Ksas, you can, and you can receive Shachmonas, people can send an Oval Shachmonas as long as it's not a Dovshal Simcha. That's not wine. Whiskey, rum for the Dovshal Simcha, not a Choshev Zach. Of Mekinyagim. And besides that, Dovshal Zach, the David Malkiel writes in the Tshuva that Shlachmonos you give to a teacher, or to a rov, whatever it is, who's helped you during the year, that's not begedder the Issa of giving Shlachmonos, it's a chiv. Because what you give him is a show of a course of toiv. For the toivs you got from during the year, that's not Shlachmonos. This is a tashlumin. This nish dam mekayim a misgame. That there, I feel the right says, Abdovashal simply could give. There's no Issa. Or, but at least even according to Maldoma, that you can't give Shlachmonos on Purim, but to a rebbe, or teacher, or somebody who you had toivs from, that you zikhi can give. Abul halacha lamaisa b'mishavu is meklein deim. Abul kapurim, we see from there, that giving a present is like Shila Shulam. Ayvazoi, you can't give a present to a woman. So you give. So how does a chosen give a gift to a kala? How does a kala give a gift to a chosen? So you can't. It's got to go via parents, via something. Yeah. And you don't write me foolish. You're careful how you write it. You don't write me foolish. So we have to be careful. All these things are included in this union of how to speak. Yeah. This is a shtickle from Sivov in Simon Chuf Aleph, and the Idach Zil Gemoyes. Could I take after Ebenezer Simon Chuf Aleph? We learn in that one Simon, and can a sach toiv something from it? Say that.